The fact that PropSphere identifies objects solely based on reflectivity is a well-known issue, and several operational problems stem from this. Storms in close proximity can be clumped together. PropSphere's values and trends can be significantly altered by merging and splitting objects, and PropWind and PropTor objects are often slightly misplaced from the velocity values they are associated with. Let's take a look at this example of a group of storms growing upscale to illustrate these problems. In the first time step, PropSphere does not do a good job separating out severe threats, even though we can see that there are a couple parts of the line with stronger winds than others. Those areas of stronger winds are also slightly offset from the reflectivity-based PropSphere contours. Forecasters need to be aware of these PropSphere caveats so they do not issue a misguided or misplaced warning based on the entire group of storms, rather than the portions where their threat is truly severe. Within the next 10 minutes, we see PropSphere break up and no longer clump the entire group into one object, lowering the PropTor values associated with these storms, and slightly lowering the northern storm's PropWind value. Also note that due to the breakup of the large object, the time series plots available online, which are not shown here, would be broken into separate object IDs, making it difficult or nearly impossible to accurately monitor trends for this storm. However, between the second time step and the third, there are only 5 minutes, and during this split, values drop substantially across the two southern storms, indicating that when grouping or splitting storms, PropSphere values can be seriously altered. For this reason, much attention must be paid when using PropSphere in multicellular situations.